Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast number 745. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, and yes, if you will, motivate you to simply just pray to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in faith believing in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray, or for the young in the faith who are struggling to pray. For I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can get you to simply just pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith believing, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith. Dear friends, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Jeremiah 14:11, which reads, "Then said the Lord unto me, Pray not for this people for their good." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. They had forfeited all benefit by the prophet's prayers for them because they had not regarded his preaching to them. This is the meaning of that repeated prohibition given to the prophet in verse 11. "Pray not thou for this people for their good," as before in chapter 7, verse 15, and chapter 11, verse 14. This did not forbid him thus to express his goodwill to them. Moses continued to intercede for Israel after God had said, "Let me alone," in Exodus 32:10, but it forbade them to expect any good effect from it as long as they turned away their ear from hearing the law. Thus was the doom of the impenitent ratified, as that of Saul's rejection was by that word to Samuel, "When wilt thou cease to mourn for Saul?" Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote for today is from Dr. Billy Graham. He said, "To get nations back on their feet, we must first get down on our knees." Our personal encouragement, or my personal encouragement for you today, is simply this. It is a crime for a man to leave his wife and children in the morning without spending serious time with them in prayer. Sir, the greatest thing that you can do for your family is make it your business to pray with them each day, preferably early in the morning, plus reading the Word of God, but any time of the day will work. In the spirit of Nike, whether you feel like it or not, just do it. Dear friends, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled "Prayer is Putting God to Work," Part 10, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E. M. Bounds. Dr. E. M. Bounds goes on to say, "Many instances occur in God's Word showing that God intervenes in this world in prayer, in answer to prayer." Allow me to repeat that. Dr. E. M. Bounds said, "Many instances occur in God's Word showing that God intervenes in this world in answer to prayer." Nothing is clearer when the Bible is consulted than that Almighty God is brought directly into the things of this world by the praying of His people. Jonah flees from duty and takes ship for a distant port, but God follows him, and by a strange providence, this disobedient prophet is cast out of the vessel, and the God who sent him to Nineveh prepares a fish to swallow him. In the fish's belly, he cries out to the God against whom he had sinned, and God intervenes and causes the fish to vomit Jonah out on dry land. Even the fishes of the great deep are subject to the law of prayer. Likewise, the birds of the air are brought into subjection to this same law. Elijah had foretold to Ahab the coming of that prolonged drought, and food and even water became scarce. God sent him to the brook Cherith and said unto him, "It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." And the ravens brought bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. Can anyone doubt that this man of God, who later on shut up and opened the rain clouds by prayer, was not praying about this time when so much was at stake? Allow me to repeat that. And the ravens brought bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. Can anyone doubt that this man of God, who later on shut up and opened the rain clouds by prayer, was not praying about this time when so much was at stake? God interposed among the birds of the air this time and strangely moved them to take care of his servant so that he would not want food and water. David, in an evil hour, instead of listening to the advice of Joab, his prime minister, if you will, yielded to the suggestion of Satan and counted the people, which displeased God. So God told him to choose one of three evils as a retribution for his folly and sin. Pestilence came among the people in violent form, and David betakes himself to prayer. And David said unto God, "Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that hath sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, O Lord, my God, be on me and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued." Pardon me. And though God had been greatly grieved at David for numbering Israel, yet he could not resist this appeal of a penitent and prayerful spirit, and even humble spirit. And God was moved by prayer to put his hand on the springs of disease and stop the fearful plague. God was put to work, if you will, by David's prayer. Numbers of other cases could be named. These are sufficient. God seems to have taken great pains in his divine revelation to men to show how he interferes in earth's affairs in answer to the praying of his saints. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer to God. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, who through him all of these blessings and this privilege of prayer, Lord, we have. We individually, Lord, confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, even as believers, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts by your grace. Forgive others. Do us like you did David. And Lord, help us to be humble like David and confess our sins and repent and get our hearts right with you. Crucify our flesh afresh and anew as believers in Christ, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. Save those who are lost around us. Revive those of us who are saved. And Lord, help us to serve you until the end. We pray together, collectively and individually, for the following things on our prayer list. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry alone, and millions more to be saved through other ministries around the world. Lord, we pray for the revival of your church. Help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways. Lord, we pray that every Christian family would obey Ephesians chapter 5 and Ephesians chapter 6 so that they can be revived again, so that their families can be healed and their lives changed. But Lord, help everyone to understand that each person in each family must obey your holy word. And Lord, we pray for an awakening to take place in this country called America and around the globe by the might and power of your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word and through prayer. We pray your blessings and leadership and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, church servants, and missionaries, and evangelists, and teachers. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental authorities, all government officials who run this country and all other countries. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, Lord, we pray for three people who have sent in prayer requests to our ministry, as thousands have done down through the years. And we pray for all of them. Continue to hear and answer their prayers, hear and answer our prayers for them. We pray for Brother Bushibi. Please bless and provide for the 2019 Women's Conference, and bless him with the money he needs to complete the roofing, windows, doors, plaster, ceiling, electrical installation, plumbing, flooring, and painting on a building that they're working on. We pray for Rose. Please heal Dr. Leonard YK completely and fully restore Dixon Kumar's eyesight. Deliver Rose spiritually and physically from demonic Jezebel spirits and from destructive thoughts and demons. Give her a grateful heart. Give her peace and restore her back to her God-given state in Christ Jesus. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for Marie. Please remove the spirit of death from her entire family is her prayer request. Heal Dean mentally. Protect Raywin as she travels to and from work and guide her footsteps. Protect Marie from home invasions and cover her, Dean, and Raywin with the strongest unbreakable covering of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry. By your grace, we pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Frank, Joshua, and Lucas. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of your holy word and your holy gospel, even in this ministry. We rejoice with them in this decision, and we pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Rose, Anne, and Celestino. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in our lives as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen and amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.